భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 1, chapter number 16 and text number 19. Is it there? Okay. Everybody can read? I hope so. Dharma uvacha.
Dharma uvacha.
Kachit.
Kachit.
Badre.
Badre.
Anamayam.
Anamayam.
Atmanaha.
Atmanaha.
Te.
Te.
Vichhaya asi,
vichhaya asi.
Mlayata,
mlayata.
Ishat,
ishat.
Mukhena,
mukhena.
Alakshe,
alakshe.
Bhavatim,
bhavatim.
Antaradim,
antaradim.
Dure,
dure.
Bandhum,
bandhum.
Sochasi,
sochasi.
Kanchana,
kanchana.
Amba,
amba.
Dharma vacha,
dharma vacha.
Kachin badre anamayanmas naste,
kachin badre anamayanmas naste.
Vichhaya sim layate shamkhena,
vichhaya sim layate shamkhena.
Alakshay bhavati mantaradin, dure bandhum sochasi kanchanamba,
dure bandhum sochasi kanchanamba.
Dharma uvacha,
dharma uvacha.
Kachin badre anamayanamatmanaste,
kachin badre anamayanamatmanaste.
Vichhaya simlayate shanmukhena,
vichhaya simlayate shanmukhena.
Alakshe bhavati mantaradhim,
alakshe bhavati mantaradhim.
Dure bandhum sochasi kanchanamba,
dure bandhum sochasi kanchanamba.
Dharma uvacha,
dharma uvacha.
Kachin bhadre namanamayamanatmanaste,
kachin bhadre namanamayamanatmanaste.
Vichhaya simlayate shanmukhena,
vichhaya simlayate shanmukhena.
Alakshay bhavati mantaradim,
alakshay bhavati mantaradim.
Dure bandham sochasi kanchanamba,
dure bandham sochasi kanchanamba.
Dharma uvacha,
dharma uvacha.
Kachit bhadre anamayam atmanaste,
kachit bhadre anamayam atmanaste.
Vichhaya sim layate shanmukhena,
vichhaya sim layate shanmukhena.
Alakshay bhavati antaradim,
alakshay bhavati antaradim.
Dure bandhum sochasi kanchanamba,
dure bandhum sochasi. Dharma uvacha,
dharma uvacha.
Kachit bhadre namayam atmanaste,
kachit bhadre namayam atmanaste.
Vichhaya sim layate shanmukhena,
vichhaya sim layate
shanmukhena. Alakshay bhavati mantaradim,
alakshay bhavati mantaradim.
Dure bandhum sochasi kanchanamba,
dure bandhum sochasi kanchanamba.
Dharma vacha,
dharma vacha.
Kachit bhadre namayam atmanaste,
kachit bhadre namayam atmanaste.
Vichhaya sim layate shanmukhena,
vichhaya sim layate shanmukhena.
Alakshay bhavati mantaradim,
alakshay bhavati mantaradim.
Dure bandhum sochasi kanchanamba,
dure bandhum sochasi kanchanamba.
Dharma uvacha,
dharma uvacha.
Kachit bhadre namayam atmanaste,
kachit bhadre namayam atmanaste.
Vichhaya sim layate shanmukhena,
Chai Sivati Sabhena
Alakshaye Bhavati Mantaradim
Alakshaye Bhavati Mantaradim
Dure Bandhum Shochasi Kanchanamba
Dure Bandhum Shochasi Kanchanamba
Dharma Vacha.
Dharma Vacha.
Dharma inquired.
Dharma inquired.
Kachit.
Kachit.
Whether. Bhadre.
Bhadre.
Madam.
Madam.
Anamayam.
Anamayam.
Quite hale and hearty.
Quite hale and hearty.
Atmanah.
Self.
Te.
Te.
Unto you.
Unto you.
Vichaya asi.
Vichaya asi.
Appear to be covered with the shadow of grief. Mlayata, which darkens Ishat slightly, Mukhena, by the face, Alakshe,
you look,
Bhavatin, unto yourself,
Antaradin,
some disease within, Dure,
long distance,
Bandhum,
friend,
Sochasi,
thinking of
Kanchana, someone, Amba, O Mother. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Dharma in the form of a bull asks, Madam, are you not hale and hearty? Why are you covered with the shadow of grief? It appears by your face that you have become black. Are you suffering from some internal disease? Or are you thinking of some relative who is far away in a distant place? The people of the world in this age of Kali are always full of anxieties. Everyone is diseased with some kind of ailment. From the very faces of the people of this age, one can find out the index of the mind. Everyone feels the absence of his relative who is away from home. The particular symptom of the age of Kali is that no family is now blessed to live together. To earn a livelihood, the father lives at a place far away from the son, or the wife lives far away from the husband, and so on. There are sufferings from internal disease, separation from those near and dear, and anxieties for maintaining the status quo. These are but some important factors which make people of this age always unhappy. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militanjena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitanscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sate Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Dharma Vacha. Kachin Bhadre Anamayam Atmanaste Vichayasi Mlayatesha Mukhena Alakshe Bhavatim Antaradhin Dure Bandhu Sochati Kanchanamba. Dharma in the form of a bull asked, Madam, are you not hale and hearty? Why are you covered with the shadow of grief? It appears by your face that you have become black. Are you suffering from some internal disease, or are you thinking of some relative who is away in a distant place? So, Prabhupada describes these are the symptoms of Kali. How unfortunate age is imposed upon us. How did we get chance to enter into such an age, which is simply nothing but a miserable state of existence? Yet, the soul is trying to seek out pleasure because it has its constitution right. Anandamayobhyasat. Krishna is said to be Anandamaya. He is always appearing as Anandamaya, and his part and parcel is also Anandamaya. Same qualitativeness is there. Right? But Krishna describes that somehow or other misuse of minute independence that individual soul has that created a separate desire to exist with arised from hate towards him. Therefore, he was compelled, as if compelled, to create another world for this rebellious, envious souls. It's not that Krishna cursed us to come in this material world to be punished. But Krishna simply wanted to fulfill our desires. So when people have different opinion, then yes, this enjoyment process of exploiting the resources of Mother Nature is for my own enjoyment, and Krishna gave me the opportunity to do that. But he doesn't understand that it is done in continuity for that root cause of animosity with him. So more the person who exploits the sources of material nature to become artificially happy in this material world is completely antagonistic within himself. The inclination to find pleasure is there because it is his constitutional position. Sat Chit Anand. He is composed of Sat Chit Anand. The configuration of Lord Krishna, Ishvara Paramaha Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. Vigraha means he is the embodiment of eternality in full knowledge and complete bliss. And a fraction of him, part and parcel of him, however so much insignificant, but it is individual, existing with him once upon a time, but misused his independence. Minute independence been misused. If we are given too much independence, then what would we become of us? Can we be ever be controlled? No. We will destroy ourselves. So becoming an independent country in democracy, Prabhupada would say it is demon crazy. They don't understand. And yet they have an inclination to unite together. So they create United Nations. But unfortunately, every year there is a new flag. Because in fights create separation. And this is a carried on animosity towards each other, each living entity, as if they are competing with the resources of material nature with us. So this material world is Mahamaya, and foolishness of this living entity, the soul, is not coming even closer to find out solution for the mess that they are creating. While Krishna is teaching in Bhagavad Gita the solution, that because the soul is very forgetfulness of his own nature, out of animosity and me to be his lord and master. Even I facilitate everything for his desire, but he is unable to fulfill his desire, means he is unfortunate. I provided everything. There cannot be any excuse dumped upon me that I haven't done anything for him. He is my son. The soul is my part and parcel. So, what it means then? The soul has to be re-educated, that stop this foolishness. Otherwise, you have nothing but miserable life ahead, whether you come to New Zealand or remain in India. Yes. Real fortune is considered to be yai rupe brahmande pramite hoya kona bhagyavan jeev guru krishna prasade paaye bhakti lata beech. The real fortune will begin when one receives the seed of devotion by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. This is important. So otherwise everybody is a mental case. Those who are engrossed in the material life, they are nothing but mental case, and they create miseries after miseries for themselves and for others. Sometimes Prabhupada would say, you call us fanatics, you call us, you know, crazy, but we call you crazy and fanatics. You are fanatics due to your ignorance. We are fanatics after the reality, because now we are aware of our actual position. We would like to expedite our departure from this material world so that we will never come back. For that, we must be re-educated. Prabhupada would also look into the etymology of education. The word educare in dictionary meaning is to bring back a remembrance that you have forgotten in the first place. What will be the ultimate remembrance that you need to bring? They do not know. But nonetheless, they gave a correct definition. Educare means to bring back what we have forgotten. So Jiva is knowledgeable. He is full of knowledge. But yet his knowledge is covered by Maya that was created due to his own enviousness. Enviousness and love, these are two opposite sides of each other. Love of Godhead and material existence, or the spiritual realm and material existence, both are opposite of each other. One is incomplete knowledge, so therefore one must regain that knowledge to enter into that realm, right? One is caused as a shadow or darkness, means ignorance of that reality. So both the existence are there, and the jiva has to choose. The choice was not available and lower forms of life up to quadruple animals. They were easily being subjugated by the modes of material nature, and they finished their life cycle of eating, meeting, mating and defending. But human being is very conscious of all his surroundings. But if his inclination is same of the animals, then he is also an animal. So foundationally, Homo sapiens, or the human body, is considered to be an animal body. Animal body. And that body is remaining ignorant of itself. And anybody who is simply in the bodily conception of life remains totally ignorant of his spiritual nature. Therefore, the systems of religions have been developed historically and spread throughout the world, and people adhere to varieties of thinking pattern towards the Supreme Lord. But none is easily trying to accept the direct teachings of the Lord as they are, because their ignorance is so much deep-rooted, they don't want to yield to the desire of the Lord, which is very beneficial for us. We don't have faith, starting from faith, because we had faith only in the matter and material association. So to come out from the human form of life, one needs some spiritual energy, like an added boost. The rejuvenation of the body, it comes to get a supply of some energizing elements like vitamins. So similarly, the spiritual nature is needed to energize our spirituality. And that doesn't come easy without having association of the devotees who induce all the ignorant living entities indirectly even to perform some meritorious devotional service. Otherwise, it is simply nothing but animalistic life. Right? So, it is the mercy of the devotees who are in tune with the desire of the Lord for the ultimate benefit of the people in general. They want to perform devotional service. when Kali Yuga began, we are told that the sages of Naimisharanya became so much determined to execute a sacrifice of the holy name for 1,000 years. 1,000 years. Why 1,000 years? Out of that we already passed, you know, beyond about 5,000 years. But nonetheless, that is saturated with the reminder of the real education that the ignorant mass forgot. When you read the seven purposes of our foundation of ISKCON, that's written behind the Back to Godhead magazine, the very first thing is to re-educate the people in general about their lost relationship with Lord Shri Krishna. So we see, it's pretty important. We are not meant simply to ring the bell. Of course, there is education behind it. But at the same time, you know, we have to give, disseminate systematically this education. Systems means whatever are the prevailing system of education today, we have to remain at par with them, walk parallel to them, and impart this important subject matter that corrects the anomaly of Kali Yuga. So that is first and foremost. Otherwise, all the symptoms that Prabhupada is explaining, actually it is a fact. The Kali Yuga is not allowing any good virtue to be sustained in this Kali Yuga. You know, in this Yuga, the personality of Kali is not going to allow. So there will be discrepancies, even in following the execution of dharmic principles. But the process of Krishna consciousness has been given, which is so perfect that simply by providence, what we call. Providence means mercy of the Lord. That we are given opportunity due to some favor to Him that we might have done unknowingly can invoke the original remembrance of our nature and can make our way out very systematically and surely and certainly. You know? So this is an important see, dharma, even though he was being suffering from the virtuous practices that he is representing. So people in general can take the heed from these principles. He himself has been so much injured, fatally injured in this Kali Yuga, that one can take pity on it. But unless one whose heart has been absorbed in the thought of the Lord and His instructions, then that devotee would take up the responsibility of corrections. You know? So dharmasya glani we spoke yesterday about. So here it is that in every phase of our life, Kali has entered. Even those who are practicing Krishna consciousness, they find baffling. Actually, to practice Krishna consciousness is to swim across the current. It's to swim across the current. But the potency which is derived through the holy name is so much profound, far superior than the current of the time, which is existing only in the material world. Time is conspicuously absent in spiritual world. He wants to take part in Krishna Leela because it is part of Krishna's manifestation. Isn't it? Krishna allows him, but not with the influence of deterioration. What it means that in the spiritual realm, even the time remains conspicuous by its absence, yet you will see in Rasa Leela the sun, moon, and all other firmament that are actually manifestations of the material world, they are there. Have you seen that Krishna is playing grass in full moon night of the autumn season? Sharad Purnima. And that is the climax of happiness, joy, and the atmosphere becomes so much in tune with Krishna's nature, transcendental nature. The 10th canto begins with the description of that. I mean, not 10th canto, the Raspanchadhyaya, the 5 main chapters of the 10th canto, that begin with the description of autumn season. That is present. And Krishna performs this wonderful Rasa Leela, the climax of all the Leelas there. So, what kind of presence of this season is there? We know seasons only materially, but now it is transcendental presence is there, and they participate along with the desire of Lord Krishna. If Krishna wants to induce little closeness to Radharani, Krishna tells thunder cloud, it doesn't have to tell, we say it tells, but thunder cloud understands and pours shower with bolt of thunder, so Radharani will be scared and will embrace Krishna immediately. And we think, we can understand that. But our understanding has a complete opposite nature. Seemingly they look identical. Man wants to imitate, but it is identical. Identical doesn't mean it is same, but diametrically opposed. Situation is also identical. It might have the same elements, but it is other way around. If you see your face in the mirror, your right ear becomes left ear in that image. Right? It's an opposite image, not the correct image. And correct image you consider yourself, but it is also covered in the material world with the layers of skins, muscles and everything, but all the elemental structure is earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and ego. 8 coverings over the soul. Do you have any chance to see yourself? No microscope or this Higgs boson has ever been able to identify the soul structure. They are simply guesswork, but yet they have to accept the other world of anti-particle nature, and they simply want to joke on the religionists. But joke is on them, on the ignorant nature, that we have all the information about our structural existence, factual existence. But ignoring those as the so-called sentiment of religion. Religion never was considered to be scientific in nature. But nonetheless, they are baffled, and the devotees, practicing devotees, are never baffled. So Prabhupada was so much enthusiastic to prove them something of a real nature, not temporary nature. And that is to re-educate them. It's a proper education. And Prabhupada was always having so much broad idea, not constricted. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order is that, become as big as possible. If you want to become very big in the material world, you need so many things. You need investment, you need staff, you need time, place, circumstances, everything. Unless and until they are all in your favor, you don't have a chance to become a big magnet. Right? And it depends upon karma. And karma, the result of karma also depends upon five factors. It is not simple. The result of karma is depending on five factors. The last factor is said to be the Daivam. Daivam means the superintendence of the divine. What are the five factors? Karta, Karanam, Adhisthanam, means then the field of Adhisthanam means the field of activity, Kala, the time, and Daivam. Daivam means supervision of some divine representative. They become, they influence the result. So according to time, place and circumstances, the result will be obtained. So it is not a direct reciprocation. They explain that in physics, every action has an opposite resultant reaction. If you take a ball and bounce against the wall, it is going to come back to you. But for the karma, it is going through so many phases, especially five phases to come back to you. You know, so it is not coming back simply in the proportion of your putting up your energy. A person who is a hard laborer, work, he spends so much energy to retrieve few dollars. Barely able to live, right? So, while a person who is simply little educated gets hundredfold result, sitting without spending that much energy. So, we see that karma, nonetheless, it is going to come back. But it is coming back with so much additions that it entangles us, you know. So this the process of education, re-educating oneself, is important. So Prabhupada's main interest that ISKCON remain as a learning institute. Educate about the spiritual nature of the living entity. Prabhupada always would claim, as far as I have seen, there are no universities to teach the science of the soul. All the universities, everyone is so engaged in, you know, materialistic activities, simply as if this is the only thing. So that creates a big vacuum in the psyche of the human being. Even though they waste their intelligence uselessly after mundane affairs, it is useless. They have gone out of proportion, and this proportion is on the destructive side. So Kali Yuga is influencing them that whatever hard work they might do in order to get the benefit of survival of the fittest, nonetheless they create hell for them and for others too. There is no constructive aspect, you know. So we see there's a big controversy going on in United States that somehow or another the World Trade Center has not been knocked down by the two airplane that went in. Actually, there were three buildings collapsed. Three buildings collapsed. With two airplanes, three buildings collapsed. That is first thing. It says that when you examine the collapse, the architects were completely baffled that this cannot be so. Unless there is systematic demolition. The whole pattern of the collapse of three buildings were on the basis of systematic demolition by dynamites. And everybody, those who were taken as an eyewitness, they heard loud noises of bomb blast. So right now there is a big article being circulated on the internet about it. It's a movie actually, 1.5 hour. Those who want to have a link, you know, I will give you the link. Watch the movie. But get educated. They are trying to, United States, they say, United States, the strongest nation, and the most outstanding leader, and they want to control everything. And they see there is no other way to control except creating fear in the lives of people. What a demoniac nature is that. If you create fear in the lives of your own citizens, you cannot control. So, what things developed was a mastermind situation. They have to create homeland security. The rules of homelands and the laws that they have passed one after another is just to punish anybody without warrant or anything. That the police can arrest and can shoot you under the suspicion of terrorist. Anybody. And everybody was completely taken back by so much fear. The fear is measured in the danger index. They put up a chart. If it is red, it's 100% danger. It is orange, then it is 80%. Then it is yellow, then it's 60%. Then if it is, you know, little green, then it is little safe, and all the way up to white. These are the bands of levels of fear. Danger. And most of the time after that September 11 happened, it remained in red and orange. And it was applicable to other nations as if imposed. Otherwise the other nation cannot communicate, cannot transport, cannot bring anything to United States. So everybody, all the other developed nations also have to take the standard. Even New Zealand and Australia. They have nothing to do with the September 11. But under the threat that watch out, this Al-Qaeda is everywhere. And this estimation is that everywhere the Muslims were going to rebel. So, artificial fear is there. But on the other behalf, one can get rid of the fear simply by worshipping the Lord. Narayano paro vyaktat na kutaschana bibhyati. The fearlessness in a devotee depends upon how much conformity is on his devotional service to the Lord. And he will become fearless. Prahlad was fearless. 100% conformity on his remembrance on the Lord is there. So these are very vital things to be learned and invested. Simply chanting Hare Krishna, if we think, yes, we are chanting and everything, but everything has to be manifested. If chanting is the energy that we are receiving, what are we using it for? Just keeping our status quo in a temple as a senior devotee, or trying to get some position, or in the sense that we want to do some service? It is not only to develop his total conformity for his original status. Jivira Swarupahir Krishnera Nityadas. So, service is required, but at the same time, internal development through that proper education is also required. Otherwise, Kali Yuga is not going to spare if, you know, we don't set up our priority. The highest priority in this life is going back home, back to Godhead. Right? And if we are prepared, then within that priority, all other priorities of preaching and everything will be coming, because these are spontaneous activities and that pleases to Lord Krishna. So we are well set. Preaching is education. Distributing books is education. Right? Investing all those good virtues and Vaishnava character in our life is self-education. With these parameters. Everything is there. So, we not only we call that we are making our life perfect by perfect process, but at the same time we give example to others to inspire them, you know. So this is how the devotees perform the best welfare activity. Our welfare is not without education. The social welfare is without education. Education of reality is absent in social welfare. So Prabhupada was not interested, you know. So, thank you very much. Anybody has any question or comments? Yes?
Guru Maharaj, you were saying that if you are envious of Krishna, we cannot love him because they are two opposite feelings. But is it also true that we can, if we are envious of somebody else, can we love Krishna? Or
no.
Anybody?
No. Envious of anybody else is the reflection of not loving Krishna. If we love Krishna, right? We will love others. Alright? So, our love is expressed. Our love to Krishna is expressed to how we are loving each other. That is the parameter. If we remain envious of others, then we are far away from love of Godhead. Even though we have desire, we don't understand because we contradict ourselves. The Bible commandment is also same. Love thy Lord with all thy heart and all thy soul, and then in corollary, love thy neighbor. Love thy neighbor. Oh, I love my neighbor doesn't say automatically that you love Krishna. First of all, they do not know what the love means. They have not tasted the love of the Lord. How they can love others? Prema-pumartha mahan is the target of achievement in Krishna consciousness. This is the fifth purusharthas everybody has to do. But without that, we have no potency to love even. It's simply a reflection of lust. Love is reflected into lust. And we are told, those who are lusty, we have to reject that association.
Thank you. Clearly, from what you say, thank you, there's no innocent embodied living entities in the material creation. Prabhupada said there's many innocent people out there. Can you please explain?
There are two words, innocence and ignorance. Right? If you are naturally innocent, like child, one who has not received the education yet. So that period is of innocence. But despite of getting education, you don't want to utilize it because of imposition of material nature. Then you remain ignorant of it. There is a phase of ignorance created by the modes of material nature as soon as the living entity enters into this material world. That is, that ignorance is more important to exhibit his ego. This ego is developing when something is being possessed. We see even an infant start recognizing the mother first and father later. So the mother is attached because he wants to see that who is beneficial to me, who is not. So even if he knows, but he selects to remain with mother. Right? Or gives the understanding to a child that he is harmless, he is friendly, then he will be inclined. You know, the child will be inclined. But still, ignorance is going to impose him. The hunger, thirst, and all other, that will make him cry. And we do not know why he is crying, you know. But then we try to attract his attention somewhere in the matter. So again, the imposition will be on him by the modes. That, oh, this is pleasing, the colorful toy is there. So right from the child, that psychology is to understand at what level ignorance is working, right? But despite of this education, if we choose not to utilize it, then that ignorance is going to be bad. And the reason for that is that it has developed his false identity. It's called ego, false ego. Individuality is compared to ego, but individuality is covered in the sattvic ego, in mode of goodness, mode of passion, or mode of ignorance. even though the constitution is a covered up, and ignorance covers the identity of a living entity, that is called ego. But ego remains of three types: more of goodness, more of passion, more of ignorance. And generally it is mixed modes in Kali Yuga. Nobody is of pure goodness. In Satya Yuga, pure of goodness, ego was there. But in Treta, mostly it was Rajoguni mixed with some more of goodness. Then mixed modes are in a different proportion in Dwapara Yuga, but in Kali Yuga more of ignorance is more prominent. You may say more of Rajogun was more prominent in Trita and Dwapara. The constitution of living entities, like say devatas, the tenth creation, devatas and danavas. And devatas are in more of goodness, means their ego is also in more of goodness predominantly. That's why they are devatas. The demons are in more of ignorance predominantly, and they are envious of the devatas. But human being is in the mixed mode. We don't know what is the predominant unless we are fortunate to receive the mercy of Guru and Krishna. Still we struggle during our education in Krishna consciousness. We put so many conflicts of egos. So, ignorance is Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalaka. In Kali Yuga, I was born in dark of ignorance. Most predominant.
Guru Maharaj, in that same conversation, further down the line, when Parikshit Maharaj is talking to the bull, Dharma, asking who has made this situation of you, and he is saying that, I think he's saying something like...
Yeah, beautifully, he answers beautifully.
Yeah.
He says, oh, some may say that, some may say this, but as far as I am concerned, it is the will of the providence. I don't blame even Kali. I don't blame even Kali, he says. Rather, I take that as the divine plan of the Lord. So, when Dharma doesn't complain, complaint can be made only by the cow. Otherwise, Dharma, how come he is so much intact? You know, even with one leg, he is asking the welfare of the cow. And we see Dharma is indicating that in Kali Yuga we will not be able to fully functioning in all these aspects, you know. Are you not hale and healthy? Or hale and hearty? What is meant by hale and hearty?
Feeling happy and happy
inside.
Yeah.
You know, aren't you satisfied? Aren't you experiencing your own original nature within? Hale and hearty. Are you not situated within your own heart with total satisfaction? Why are you covered with the shadow of grief? And the words, mlayatesh mukhena, mlaya, ane, as if one is completely depressed, his mouth exhibits mlaya, means completely gone, no smile, nothing, moroseness, whatever there. That is mlayaness. And when the face is not radiant, when something is bugging somebody and it overcomes his physical nature, you know, and all the symptoms are recognizable. So, are you suffering from some internal disease? That is the first, not external disease. What do you mean by internal disease? Internal means within the body, right? The disease. But real suffering is due to the ignorance of reality of the soul. That is called bhavarog. Bhavarog is an internal disease. Right? And which is forcing people to take birth after birth after birth. So revolution in the cycle. So sansar is caused by the foolish living entity, uneducated living entity. Once you get educated, you stop the wheel of birth and death. Isn't it? Means no more birth, which is a forceful act. You regain your original nature because you have that, and you come and re-establish yourself in that position. So, that is the internal disease. Or are you thinking of some relative who is far away in a distant place? The Lord, His mercy, is very difficult to be obtained in Kali Yuga, but the Lord became benevolent. This was 5,000 years back, after the disappearance of Lord Krishna. But the Lord has become merciful and most beneficent in this age of Kali, just 500 years back. So this thing is not taking place 500 years back only. It was taking place 5,000 years back. When Krishna left, all the symptoms of inauspiciousness was felt by Yudhishthira. All the symptoms. And they were worried. Why one has to worry? Yes, they worry for the welfare of others. Now we know what we have to do. We have to retire timely. We have to make our way out. Stop this further entanglement of so-called righteous ruling of the whole planet Earth. Krishna has better plan. Now we have to follow Him. Go back home, back to God. So that is available. We have to make our way out. So, if we don't, then we will still remain morose, as if someone who is far away from us, and now it has become too difficult to, you know, think of him or achieve him. Krishna is our real relative. And if he is remaining at distance, means will not be happy. So in this way we see that even for ordinary living being whom we are attached to by material relations, we become morose so symptomatically, but that will not be an eternal fact. soon after some time, you know, things will come to pass. Come to pass. You know, we have to fix our activity in Krishna consciousness all the time. Jiveva marane. Sada hari bole thako. These are the instructions. And on those instructions we have to guide our disciple, children, everybody. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Jai.